tragic accident changed the course of his life forever. For most, it would have begun a life of discontent and wallowing around in self-misery. For Jonathan Nadeau, it kickstarted a new chapter of inspiration and appreciation. Even though he lost his sight permanently, he gained a passion to put creativity first in all areas of his life. And now, he wants to encourage you to do the same. There are times when you'll be faced with a choice. Be crushed by the weight of the situation, or use the fresh start to rebound bigger, better, and more inspired than ever before. This is Tornado, stories of those who refuse to choose defeat and instead chose to embrace the storm. Here's your host, Jonathan Nadeau.
Greetings and thank you for joining us. This is Embrace Your Storm. We've got another exciting episode for you. My name's Jonathan Nadeau. I'm your host as always. Today we have on Marcel, and he submitted two projects to the Tornado Film Festival, and we're going to probably cover both of them. So Marcel, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the two short films that you submitted, how did you get involved into using film as your creative outlet? Like what brought you to wanting to create through using film?
That's actually a very funny story, because I worked as a film journalist. So I wrote critics and did interviews, junkets, and all this stuff. And in 2019 at the South by Southwest, director Robert Rodriguez had a masterclass in filmmaking 101, and also premiered his latest film Red 11. And this was after this filmmaking class with him, I was like, okay, maybe I could be a director. Maybe I could make my own film.
Yeah, that's
maybe
cool.
My idea is not as bad as I thought. And then I tried to find a way into the industry, which was a little bit easier because I already had a reputation as a film journalist.
Mm.
Germany, so I already knew a lot of directors, actors, etc.
Yeah,
and could ask them for advices in making films. So
that's pretty cool.
Whenever I had an interview, I asked them, to give me a little advice in making films, making my way into this industry. And then I had an idea for a script. I wrote it down and I picked a team. And then I said, okay, let's shoot.
No kidding. So you kind of just jumped into it and did it.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Did you learn much from the Robert Rodriguez class? Like, was there anything that you took away from that class?
Yes, I took a lot of it away, especially the way how he crafted the story.
Mm.
He told us he wrote one sentences on one card and put it down one scene. And then put another scene on another card, and then he tries to find the way through the story. So
that's pretty cool.
That really helped me with my own writing.
Yeah, because doing that approach, it makes it I don't I don't want to say easier, because you know making a film isn't easy, but it seems like it takes off the pressure from writing like a proper sort of script, right? Yeah. I mean, it almost seems like it can give you the confidence. You're like, well, I can write one sentence on a card. I mean, that, you know, yeah, that's easier than sitting down on a blank sheet of paper and being like, all right, I need to have, you know, all these characters. I need to write the dialogue. So it takes a lot of like pressure off, I guess, in the sense if you approach it that way.
Yeah. And normally when I write a script, I'm thinking of the situation the characters are in it, and then the second or third step is writing the dialogue.
Okay.
But first I craft the situation where the characters in it, where what his journey is through this film. So I'm crafting the beginning of the film, where the character, the protagonist, is at the beginning and where he or she is at the end.
That's cool. So, that's very cool. So I guess leading into that, the first short we can cover is, I think you said it's called Isn't It Obvious, right? That's the name of one of them.
Isn't That Obvious?
Isn't That Obvious?
Isn't That Obvious was my graduation short. Before that, I made six short films.
Mm.
And my first was also through media school. I did an education in audiovisual media design. And we had to do middle graduate short.
Okay.
And that was my first film. And then I did another film with a friend of mine, Bud Bong. And we crafted a heist scenario, which actually was a proof of concept, but worked better as a short film, as a proof of concept for more. And one best student micro film at the Indie Short Fest.
That's cool.
LA. Yeah, in
That's really
December
cool.
2020.
No kidding.
And then this film of ours, Checkmate, won also a couple more prizes. And yeah, that was actually when I started getting really into it, and also finding new ways of telling stories. And then I did a follow-up to my first film called Lockdown Forever, which was also satire, and it's also on my YouTube channel. And then I did another film called, no, don't screw it, was later. Sometimes I'm...
I guess it's a good problem if you've done so many films you can't remember them all.
Yeah.
well, with the film Isn't It Obvious, can you want to tell the listeners kind of what the premise is behind that film?
The premise behind that film is to show people how sometimes absurd and this situation of pitching a script to a producer is sometimes. I mean, that's actually what we do for a living, and sometimes it's really annoying.
I believe
how producers. I mean, I had a situation when I had a pitch meeting, and the producer was having a telephone call with his girlfriend while I'm pitching him my script. And I was like, so you can't be serious. What the hell? And yeah, there were so many absurd situations that I thought, okay, maybe I should do a film about it because actually people don't believe how sometimes really frustrating and hard it is to get a script produced.
Totally. Did you have any friends? Did you use it like any of your friends' stories? Were like, oh, that's a good story. I'm gonna put that in the short. Did you have any friends like horror stories of pitching a script?
Oh, I had many friends telling me horror stories about pitching scripts where he said the producer didn't really understand what I meant with the script, and all of these ideas came into me that I said, okay, maybe I should do a film about it
I hear
because,
you.
and then. We had this situation that I thought maybe it shouldn't be in an office, maybe it should be in a sauna, actually.
Oh, that's funny. That's
Yeah.
funny.
And you really see the actor and the director sweating, but the producer, he doesn't sweat.
No,
So
that's
because
hilarious.
it's actually his empire, his arena, his so
Now, how long is that film?
it's 4 minutes
Oh, okay,
because
yeah, I thought it was pretty quick. I couldn't remember.
because we really had a that we had a deadline, so
Oh, I
so
see.
only had 17 hours,
Oh my goodness.
18 hours to shoot and edit
No kidding. Wow.
yes
So was
and
that was part like it was built that way in the class to give you that limited amount of time to do it? I
exactly.
see. Yeah.
And I only can use two people to help me with
No
this. So,
kidding.
I wrote the script, I directed it, and I produced it. I found the locations.
No
So
kidding.
I organized all the locations, and I also did the camera, and I edited it. So
Wow.
that was all the process.
That's really
So.
cool. That's pretty awesome. That it actually kind of leads into the other film that you submitted. What was it called again? Francesco.
That was Not Too Old to Die, which is about a mob boss, a
That's
retired
right.
mob boss, who got catched up with his past from a bounty hunter couple who actually was not there for him. So they were actually on vacation, but saw him, and then, yeah.
So what I like that you did about this film is you said you were at work in
Yes.
Spain, correct? And you had some
Yes.
downtime. So you took that
Yes.
downtime and you're like, hey, let's make a short film.
Also, Alberto was my boss, so I worked as camera assistant, but as the assistants for the video. And he actually had an production company, and I told him about this idea, and he said, maybe I can help you with this. So he gave me lights, he gave me
That's awesome.
all the gear I need to make this film.
That's cool. Now you were working for a TV show in Germany, right? Like a
Yes,
what was what's the TV show that you were doing?
King of Palma was it? It was in 2021 during COVID.
No kidding. So that's cool. You had all this like basically professional equipment to use to make a short then. That's really cool. So like how so you wrote the script for that and everything. So like what's the premise behind this short story? I mean, you kind of said it, but can you give the audience a little bit more of it?
The story goes about this retired mob boss. It's actually very much on the premise that I want to do a film that used the concept of Sergio Leone, so show, don't tell. So it has not much dialogue in it. And actually, I want to show the character ahead from his past. So you see a few things he did in the past to know, oh, this guy is not so nice as you thought he is at the beginning, because you see these terrible things he does in the past. He killed a lot of people. So. And I also want to do this scenes in black and white. So you have this colorful
Oh, that's cool.
present, and all the past scenes are in black and white,
That's pretty
so
cool.
that
I
the
like that.
audience don't get confused.
Like with flashbacks or whatever, they know, oh, this is,
Exactly.
they know, oh, this is
Exactly.
in the past.
Yes.
That's cool. I guess the script was a little bit shorter than if you're doing the more of like show don't tell thing then.
Yes.
So was it easy or hard to find like the actors and actresses to doing this? Like, what'd you do about that?
Actually, the killer couple was actually a couple in real life,
Oh,
and
that's
he
cool.
was a crowd marshal for this TV show, King of Palmer. And he also was a supporting actor in this series. So, and he said to me, if you have a project, maybe I can fit into it. And I told him about this idea that I had in my mind, and he said, yeah, that's great, let's do it.
That's cool.
And he
So,
brought also his girlfriend, who is also an actress. So there I had my couple.
that's really cool. So it all just kind of everything really sounds like it fell together for you on that
Yes.
project. That's pretty
Yes.
cool.
Yes.
What was the reaction that you got from that one? Like
Oh, the reaction was overwhelming, really. I got a huge response also from the director. I showed this the director and the DOP of the show I worked on, and
yeah.
they really liked it.
That's cool. That's
They
really
said
cool.
maybe you can do the tracking shots more steady and not like shaky cam. But I said I want to do this to really get into this turbulence in
Okay,
this
okay.
troubled situation.
They're
So
probably like, Marcel, this is so good. And, you know, next time we go on a shoot somewhere, make sure you
that.
take use the downtime to make another short film.
They were really surprised that I actually did this because we sometimes had not really much free time, only on
Yeah.
the weekends, and that really they said to me, how did you when did you make this?
Yeah, did you sleep? That's cool. That's really cool. So is there any other projects that you're currently working on now?
Yes, I'm currently working on a script. It was actually the first script I ever wrote, but I found out at the time I wrote this, and I actually want to do this, that it could be a little bit too big for the first project. And then several other projects came in, and now I'm sometimes when you have so many scripts written, you sometimes go back to the script and say, okay, maybe now is the time to do it. And so actually we are really close to shooting. We're shooting it in August, 10 to 13
Oh, wow.
of August. And I organized all the locations. And yeah, it's a murder mystery comedy. And it's inspired a little bit by it's a combination of Naked Gun and Murder by Death,
Oh,
which
that's cool.
is one out of my favorite murder mystery films. So yeah,
That's really
that
cool.
will be my next project.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing that one at some point. I love the Naked Gun movies. Those are so hilarious.
Yeah, so this movie also has a lot of comedy in it and also a lot of action. So it's a combination of comedy, action, all of this. So, and also suspense a little bit.
Well, Marcel, I thank you for your time. We're going to be wrapping up the interview here in a minute. So, is there like any advice you'd give to like people starting out in the film industry or wanting to make a short film or whatever it is? Is there any advice you'd give them about getting started?
Yes, I would actually gave them the advice not to think that you can't do a short film, that you all need a good camera. I mean, I shoot my first short film on my DSLR and Nikon, so not big expensive camera. It was just the camera I had. But when the idea is good, when the script is good, then it can also work.
I hear what you're
So
saying. We've kind of said that a few times on these episodes here where even if you don't have a $500 million budget, that doesn't mean you don't have something that people want to see.
yeah, and it's always easier to find actors. So please don't use your friends and family in supporting roles. Use really actors and actress because they are well more experienced
Yeah,
than
exactly.
your family.
Exactly.
And it's not so hard to convince them. If the story is good, if the script is well written, they're always happy to do also little projects.
Absolutely.
So if you're really convincing and your idea is really that good, then it's not really hard to convince people to do it with you.
I'm
And
well. I totally agree with you. And on that note, that's a good place to end. That's a great advice, Marcel. And I thank you for your submissions into the festival. Greatly appreciate it. And everyone, we thank you for listening. We thank you for downloading. And we'll see you next episode. And don't forget to embrace your storm. See ya.
see ya.
Tornado with Jonathan Nadeau. If you haven't yet, please subscribe now so you're first to hear new episodes with more stories of inspiration about the highs and lows of life and how embracing the storm is so much more fulfilling of a life than being crushed by the weight of the world. And until then, we hope you're inspired to do something, whether it's creating, participating, or learning, whatever leads you to your personal passion.